tiny implant could connect humans and machines like never before with the invention of neural dust could mean people will be able to communicate with computers using the power of their mind. Folks, this is what we were talking about before we went to the break, as a tiny implant the size of a grain of sand has been created that can connect computers to the human body without the need for wires, batteries, or opening up a host of futuristic possibilities. Devices dubbed neural dust could be used to continually monitor you and everything you do, and even control your brain with robotic devices. Ted, this is what you were talking about before the top of the hour break, and this is very concerning and should be to a lot of people, because how can you control dust particles from getting into your system?
You know what's interesting, Joe? This can be applied through chemtrails. I mean, you know, you inhale it. I mean, if you go out at night after they've had on a heavy chemtrail spraying evening when it hasn't rained and you hold a black light up, you will see just billions and billions of particles floating in the air because of these nanoparticles and the size of these things. If after it rains, a lot of this is flushed out and it's not nearly that bad. But what's interesting, I talked about this last year. I'm going to cover just a part of this real quick because I got my notes from last year in front of me. What you have to deal with, this is DARPA technology, by the way. Of course, we know what DARPA is. So DARPA is just another satanic group of people. I mean, you got, these are all black magic institutions over in Silicon Valley. You got Singularity University. It's located on the campus of NASA. They're working on transhumanism. You know, it's basically been founded by, you know, Ray Kurzweil and the gang. Then you've got Google's, you know, headquarters that are there. Then right down the street, you got NASA's headquarters. And all of these people are the part of the Black Brotherhood. They all sit on the same street, for heaven's sakes. And everybody knows that the CIA is black magicians. I mean, that's not even, we already know that. The NSA even knows the CIA is the black magicians. In fact, there's a big fight right now going on with the NSA and the CIA because of what's happening in the country and who's trying to take control of everything. But what's interesting about this, if you look up on Wikipedia, you can look up piezoelectric crystals, and it'll tell you how they're nanocrystals, and they actually form a type of magnetic field, and it makes particles join. DARPA technology, probably used for energy harvesting, if you look on Wikipedia. I mean, they're very open about what they're doing. It's also used in the military application for field sonar, for DNA transference, battlefield generating heat from the body heat. And what happens is this. What's also, remember back in the 90s, we had a major problem with cows that were coming down with mad cow disease. And a lot of it was linked back to the vaccinations these cows were being given because they were injecting them with so much mercury. And the mercury was going and tying into their central nervous system and replacing copper in the nerves. And they were having these twitching movements, and a lot of these cows were dying. And see, this is the same thing that happens to us when we have deficiencies in copper, which most people have. And then we are sprayed with barium and strontium, and these nanoparticles, these piezoelectric dust particles that have been linked to the barium and the strontium, our body uses these and incorporates this into our central nervous system because it's deficient of copper. This creates a direct input through our nervous system via the central nervous system, allowing them to turn us into basically controllable units or biorobots. It's kind of like the thyroid, Joe. It has to have iodine. If you don't have sufficient quantities of iodine and you're drinking bromine or chlorine or fluorine in your diet or eating primarily bromide in the breads, it'll mess up the thyroid, causing hypothyroidism, making people gain a tremendous amount of weight in some cases because the thyroid can no longer get the iodine that it needs. And by the way, we have really, really high quality iodine. People are sending me emails all the time now because our iodine is the nascent iodine, but it's in capsule form, so it doesn't taste bad. And they've tried a lot of different iodines on the market, and they said this is the best they've ever used, and that's available at healthmasters.com. And it's one capsule a day. It's 13.5 milligrams of iodine. You need to take one of those every single day. And by the way, this is also how they work with their scalar wave technology as far as creating heated plasma with this dust in the particles, and it's part of the military domain. And the Morgellons, it turns into be basically being a nanotag to track people because it's self-replicating hollow fibers, and it actually reads your DNA and it transforms it into a radio signal to broadcast back into the hive mind, into the artificial intelligence they put up. So let me kind of sum this up. The piezoelectric crystals, the smart dust, they're sprayed. They're absorbed through your lungs. Okay, they upshift the frequency in your body by converting microwave to biodigestible light. Number three, it sends light into the DNA, reading it, and the information of the DNA, which can be rebroadcast back into the hive mind into the central computer. This is processed for the Morgellons antenna and processed by the intelligence community to read out our state of mind. Now, what's interesting about this is it's all part of controlling the masses. Joe, remember just a few months ago, they had a huge, up in Kentucky, in a mall, I think it was in Louisville, they had like 15 people just spontaneously break into a fight. I personally believe that some type of control was used on these people to make 1,500 people get into a fight in the mall all at the same time. It's crazy. This helps to control the intention field with this energy they put in, because remember, they can make you, they tested this back in 81 of the Gulf War, I'm sorry, 2001, and they actually showed with these people that were, they were surrendering to drones because they'd been pumping all of this frequency into them for wanting them to commit suicide. They were unbelievably depressed. They were surrendering, just running out to the drones. See, what everything they're trying to do is turn everything upside down. The quantum computer picks up all of this energy and it can manipulate the entire population to behave as one through this hive mind, through this energy frequency. This is all a part of the smart bus. And I personally believe this is all fallen angel DNA technology. Also, a lot of people call it alien technology. Smart fallen angel technology. It all goes back to Genesis chapter 6 again. And remember what happened in Genesis chapter 6. It said that every thought of every man was evil all of the time. This is what's happening now, because they're running control and control and control everybody. But guys, listen to this. We have authority over this, because greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. You know, we're not of this world. We've been set apart. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the game is over. You win. That's why Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. You have authority over these people because you are now in covenant with the Most High, who allows you to control your reality by your prayer and by scalar waves and by faith. We can control our physical reality. They can't do anything to us. They're under our feet. So that's why we as Christians, we have to reestablish control of this reality that we live in. We have to get away from all of the smart dust, all of these energy fields they're manipulating. Again, what we've done is we've given control to the government, who's been completely just taken over, you know, by this, you know, military complex that Eisenhower warns about. The military is given over the control to the intelligence community with the CIA. They're giving it over to the black magicians and the demons, and they're controlling the quantum computer with these AI, artificial intelligence computers, trying to completely control the world and the planet and everything we think and do. That's the goal of this whole thing, is to bring in this transhumanism and to control the planet through Lucifer. We talked about that earlier in the show, and that's, they used to use it with blood and these worship services and all the stuff they've done. But now they're able to, now because of the technology they've gotten, they're able to do it through the energy fields. And this is what they did, I believe, in the earlier days in the pre-Adamic races with the pyramids and all the other things that were built, hopefully, or sometimes believe before the flood, before the fall. They had these things were on certain ley lines, energy meridians, that they produced tremendous amounts of energy. And then when God split the continents apart and flooded the planet and wiped all these Luciferians out and these fallen angels, hybrids out, these Nephilim out, what happened is they basically at that point had to start over again. And that's why the Bible tells us they were there before and after the flood. It's very clear about that. That's why you have to read the book of Enoch. These pyramids that used to produce all this energy and control all of this stuff, they no longer work because the meridians were changed. But now they've changed the technology, and they're using these Gwen towers and sea-based radar domes, and they're using the cell towers, and they can do anything they want through those towers. You just have to be really careful not to live close to these things or stay as far away from them as you possibly can. Here's another article. It's on Obama's rape of Libya. It's completely changed the subject. In 2011, he and then Secretary of State bore full responsibility for the rape and destruction of Libya, transforming America's most developed country into a cauldron of endless violence, instability, turmoil, and unspeakable human suffering. And we've seen what's happened in Libya. We've seen every nation that we've gone into and how they've destroyed it. And now, by the way, this is crazy. This is by Jonas Alexis. He says, you can't make this stuff up, that NATO-linked Atlantic Council is plotting false flags in Russia. This is nuts, Joe. I just got this article today. It said, if the New World Order agents and Satanists think that Putin is going to stand by, let them annihilate Russia, they've got nothing coming, because Putin's already called them out for what they are. Perhaps Putin will tell them to forgive terrorists is up to God. My God is to arrange, my job is to arrange the meeting. I mean, who in the world would have thought they would set up false flags in Russia? I mean, I don't know what they're thinking, especially with the butt whipping that Russia has given the Syria rebels against Assad. with all the strikes that they've been doing. I mean, what do you think about that, Joe? Do you think that they're actually stupid enough to start doing false flags inside of Russia?
You know, I'm not sure. I saw the latest from the Turkey and Russia energy deal, as Turkey's aligning itself with Russia and China more so than NATO, which they're a part of. And what we see here is a continuation of the militarization in Ukraine. And I'm not sure. And we talk about this New World Order, and if you look at the countries that are being looked at as America's enemies, from Iran to China, North Korea, and Russia, it seems like these are the only countries that are resisting a total New World Order, one world government type agenda. But they are made to look like our enemies on TV. So, you know, I believe at this time in history, nothing is out of the realm of possibilities. And absolutely, if they want to speed up this escalation of tension from the Middle East wars into a third world war, they absolutely will continue with false flags.
I believe Jonas is right about this. I believe that they're going to go ahead and start doing false flags against Russia, because Russia is standing against them. Putin's had enough of it. He said basically, if the West wants to worship Satan, that's up to them, but leave Russia out of it. I mean, he's come out and said that publicly. I mean, this is some crazy stuff when you start talking about it, but I mean, Putin seems to be the good guy in this whole weird escalate of these players on this international stage. And sadly, like you said, Russia's being made out to be the bad guys. Now we have another Cold War starting with Russia. Russia wants to nuke us, and Russia wants to invade us, and all this other kind of stuff. And I'm not saying there's not Spetsnaz troops over here with NATO. I'm not saying that, because Dave Hodges believes that there are. And I'm not saying that there's not going to be eventually a full-blown war with Russia. But guys, if it happens, it's because it was orchestrated, and this Rothschild mafia, this global crime syndicate, wanted it to happen to bring in their New World Luciferian Order with their 1,000 points of light, like George H. basically said, you know, back in the early 90s in 91. I mean, this is just some nutty stuff that's going on. But guys, these people really want this. They want a World War III, and they want to massively reduce the population of the planet, including the population of the United States. And if we put the Wicked Witch of Benghazi in the White House, which I don't believe, she's got a snowball's chance, an H.E. double sticks, to win if this is a legitimate election. I don't think she has a chance with any of it, Joe, because of the social media. But I really believe if they want to put her in, they're going to put her in illegally. And so that's why we've all got to stand in the aggregate and continue to support Trump, because I don't think they can stop a landslide election. I really don't think they can do it, Joe. But, you know, I don't know what kind of technology they have available, especially if the Department of Homeland Security decides to start doing it themselves. By the way, Barack Obama is on track to be the only president in history to never have had a year of 3% GDP growth. And by the way, the reason the stock market is being propped up is because of the mergers and acquisitions, and because of the blatant Rothschild purchasing of the Fortune 500 corporations and running the prices up with their fiat currency and their $17 trillion in undisclosed funds and their off-book balance sheets, where they never told anybody where the money went, that was made public by Ron Paul when he did a partial audit of the Fed. What do you think, Joe?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. I saw yesterday there was a stress test done on Deutsche Bank, and it failed miserably. And they said, you know, the it's teetering on the edge of crisis, with one possible incident that could cause a downfall of the Deutsche Bank. And here in the West, in the Dow Jones in America, we see the record all-time highs. You know, going back into the 90s, you know, 90s type economics. And it's unfortunate, because all these people who are reinvesting in the stock market, whether it's being propped up or not, either way, it's going to come crashing down harder than it ever has before. And it's crazy to see at a time where unemployment and joblessness in the United States is so prevalent and overwhelming, more so than any time I've ever been alive, to see the stock market at all-time, you know, historic highs.
Mergers and acquisitions, according to Gerald Celente, and he's absolutely right. Mergers and acquisitions would have pushed to this high. I mean, there's no reason for the stock market. I mean, the earnings are way down. Ford has zero growth. I mean, their sales are flat. I mean, and we're having to give cars away with huge discounts just trying to get cars to sold, including General Motors. I mean, everybody's caught up in these liar's loans with these cars, and basically they're paying $600-$900 a month for automobiles that are worth $20,000 less than they owe on the notes. I mean, there's a massive, massive fraud going on in the auto industry right now. I mean, I've never seen a pickup truck yet that's worth $70,000, but the high-end trucks now are selling for $70,000. It's ridiculous. I mean, the whole thing is a house of cards waiting to come down from the Rothschild-controlled mafia. And what they're going to do, if they take us to war, that'll cover their tracks, so we won't be able to go back and pick up the pieces. That's the whole goal here, is to continue to control us. Because remember, when people are at war and there's food shortages and electrical shortages and water shortages and all the other stuff's going on, they're not going to worry whether the Wicked Witch of Benghazi killed somebody in Benghazi. They're going to be worried about trying to feed their family and not starve to death. That's the goal. You know, and Deagle.com says, what, the population of the U.S. is going to be down to 60 million within a few years? I mean, where do they come up with those crazy numbers? They must be planning for a major, major onslaught. So the truth is this, Joe. We've all got to stand together in the aggregate, and we've got to believe one more time that God is in control, because I believe that with all my heart, and that prayer changes things, and that the prayer is going to change the fact that these diabolical machines, if they try to hack them, aren't going to hack. That they're going to be able to do what they're supposed to do, and that the power of prayer, the power of the energy that God Almighty gave us, we pray the dunamis is going to be released, and their entire plan is going to fall flat on its face, and we're going to get Donald Trump in. Now, here's the problem with Trump. When we have this Congress that's controlled by this Federalist Society and these whack bags, they're going to fight him every step of the way. I mean, you know, that's the problem with all of this. They're going to fight him every step of the way, because they don't want him to start making the changes and get rid of these international trade deals, because it's taken too much effort to put these eggs into this basket. He doesn't want them dumping the basket. So I don't know, Joe. I don't know what they're going to do with him, or if they're going to. He's got to hope he doesn't get assassinated. Oh, by the way, another story. Iran now wants us to give them more pallets of cash. This article goes on to say, I wonder if now that the Obama administration has paid for the ransom owed Iranian regime, that they're going to be continuing to give Iran more and more pallets of cash. I mean, are you kidding me? It's like Israel wants another. They're demanding another $10 billion of aid militarily. I mean, here's a newsflash, guys. The United States is broke. It doesn't have the ability to start giving money and continue to give money away. That we're borrowing, we borrow to give money away. How about we just say no, and we get our house in order, like Donald Trump's been telling us, and get our jobs back, and get the industry back in the United States, like Ross Perot warned us about back in 92, and maybe we get our country back and get the country strong again, and then we can go ahead and start helping these other countries. But in the meantime, we really, really, really need to be careful how much money we give away. By the way, Joe, a DARPA grant now has just been issued to develop a tissue-integrated implantable sensor that continually tracks key biomarkers like ions, glucose, and oxygen. And the company just got a $7.5 billion government grant money from DARPA to have these things implanted in people. So the chipping is starting and is now being done under research. Another article, the faceless recognition system can now identify you even when you hide your face, because it can do from body structuring, how you walk, your gait, and everything else. And yes, George Orwell's 1984 is upon us. And the Czech president finally said something very, very bright. He is now calling that the Czechoslovakian citizens be armed to defend themselves against terrorism. And I really believe that's a good idea. And guys, that's one of the first things that Hillary Clinton said that she was going after if she gets in the White House, is that she's going to take away our Second Amendment rights or do everything she possibly can. And Trump has said that he's going to make sure we have our Second Amendment rights, and he's going to get rid of all of the illegal executive orders immediately that Obama has signed. So, again, Joe, ideologically, personality-wise, everything. I've never seen an election before where there's this big of a difference between two candidates, because normally we get a candidate like John Kerry or Romney, and they're all kind of globalists and they all kind of believe the same thing. George W., Barack Obama, all of this mess, right? Al Gore, a bunch of wackos. We get all these same people we have to vote for, but I've never seen such a giant disparity between two candidates as I've seen now with Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We got a billionaire business guy who makes really good decisions, has made a boatload of money, loves the United States, is a nationalist. We've got a lady who's basically falling apart at the seams, who's a communist, fascist, whatever she is, I mean, witch, I mean, name it, and she wants to destroy the United States, follow Saul Alinsky, her mentor, and destroy the United States through Cloward and Piven and bring us into a one-world order under a communist rule, socialist rule, you know, New World Order rule, you know, feudal system rule, China rule, the whole planet. I mean, so guys, it's a major thing. And guys, if you're a Christian and you're listening to this show tonight, you've managed to hang on this long and you're a Hillary supporter, which to me, that's kind of mutually exclusive. That can't be possible. But if you are, think through what you're saying and what you're planning on doing. But quite frankly, Joe, I really believe the Hagman listeners are a lot smarter than that. And anybody who's a Hillary supporter, I don't think they could have stayed tuned this long.
I really, you know, there was an article today that talked about, you know, that the Democratic voters are, you know, hyper emotional, more emotional than ever, and how this election is taking a toll on people, you know, as reported, headaches and different health symptoms of bad health are on the rise when it dealing with people who are involved in this election. And it is a different kind of election than before, because we see, whether this is by design or not, two different sides of the spectrum. We have a globalist known witch who has, you know, New World Order satanic elite backing from beginning to end, and we have somebody who is you know, a billionaire, yet a reality TV show host, and has a different way of bringing the message than candidates before him, and attracting a number of people as a normal American. But we see the violence coming up against Trump supporters. We see things that we haven't seen in years past, where people are burning, you know, Trump supporters' signs in their yards, and hitting people with crowbars, and who wear Trump t-shirts. And this started back, you know, when he did a speech in Chicago during the primaries. That there was violence at his rallies, and they're trying to associate him with the violence. It's actually been put out in a Democratic playbook, if you will, on how to associate Trump with violence without him ever, you know, supporting it or being a part of it, by just being at his rallies. And I think the mainstream media and the people who watch it and are influenced by it, who eat this stuff up, and you could even go as far as to say the cyber trolls and the people who are paid to, you know, the false Twitter followers and the people who are paid to put comments on websites, you know, they've stepped it up into the hyper gear in order to make this void even bigger between the two candidates. And it's getting into a part where we're in a very dangerous political climate here in America. You can't even wear a Trump t-shirt without leaving your house and being, you know, worried about being accosted or assaulted for doing so. Even All Lives Matter stickers or t-shirts are being met with violence in some places. It's ridiculous.
Well, no, you're right. Because, again, the mainstream media has brainwashed the minds of the masses. And the Bible, again, says it very clearly, that the god of this age is in a strong delusion. And basically he has just covered them up as if a veil to stop them from seeing the truth and knowing the truth is being set free. See, that's the thing that we've got to understand, is we can't allow the mainstream media to program us any longer. And that's why the mainstream media now has seen that the alternative news has gotten so big that they've started slamming the alternative news hosts that are not on their payroll. Let me repeat that are not on their payroll. And that's just what's going on. And see, if that's the biggest problem that you have, is a lot of the guys who may have started off right, they got some stuff in their lives that they need to clean up probably too. And the mainstream media kind of blackmails them, or they're giving them extra money on the side or whatever. I mean, guys, we know that. I mean, we've seen a lot of stuff happen over the last few years. And sadly, not all the mainstream media people are bad, just most of them. But not all of the alternative media are good, just probably most of them. There are always those trolls, like you say, Joe, that are out there that are being paid to go after the people that are telling the truth. That's why I tell you guys this. If people aren't talking about the blood-drinking satanic societies that are running this planet and who they are, the druidic worship and the Babylonian worship and all the stuff that's going on, if they're not telling you that on their shows, then they're not telling you the truth. And now mind you, a lot of these guys aren't Christians either that are on alternative radio. That's very important that you guys get that. They're not all Christians. Now, some of them claim to be Christians, but they're not, okay? And you'll know them by their fruit. All I ever do is talk about Jesus, the blood of Jesus, being born again. That's what the Hagmans talk about. That's what Hodges talks about. You know, a lot of these other guys are not. And you've got to look at their fruit, because you're going to know them by their fruit. A lot of these guys are just you know, they're not. They're very, liberal in their beliefs and in their views as far as the world and on Jesus Christ. They just don't believe in them. So you got to look at who you're listening to and whether or not you want to hear the truth from them or from somebody else. And that's why I always tell people, you know, to just, you know, listen to the shows that you know that people are going to be shooting straight with you, because that's really important. I know we're coming to a break again, Joe. Remember, Doug CD Set will get you our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program absolutely for free. Doug CD Set will get you the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program absolutely for free when you order
the free $200
shipping. For $200 worth of stuff, you get the CD set, which is $129 value, thrown in your box, absolutely free, if you put Doug CD Set in the coupon code. No extra shipping, nothing. You get the 8 CDs, you get the book, the cookbook, get all the reports on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, ADD. Great report in there on ADD and kids that have ADD and ADHD. In fact, if you have that problem with your kids, it's worth getting your $200 worth of supplements and getting this for free just to read that report. Plus, we've got a really good report in there on cellulite and burning body fat from a legitimate standpoint of what actually helps to get rid of cellulite. And it really makes a difference. It really does, as far as how to clean the system out to help get rid of cellulite. So it's a lot of information that you're going to get. It's our best-selling home study course of all time, absolutely for free, when you order $200 worth of product from healthmasters.com.
Folks, take Ted up on his offer. Go to healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com, and check out all the products he's got. Bookmark the website, and on the right-hand side is the show information, live 6 days a week. Listen to here on Global Star Radio Network. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, this is our last segment this evening with Dr. Ted Brewer. His website is healthmasters.com. Bookmark his site. Sign up for the free newsletter. Check out his radio show live here on Global Star Radio Network. All the information for the radio show is right on the right-hand side of his website, healthmasters.com. And check out his book, Breakthrough Health. Fantastic book that can change the way you feel and live your life by taking simple steps to change what you put in your body and increase your health and longevity. Ted, we're in the last segment. You've done a tremendous job in covering so many issues. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, I want to start on some nutrition stuff real quick, Joe, because we've covered a little bit about that. We've interspersed that with the show tonight, but I really want to kind of delve into some nutrition articles here with ADD and autism, and also with vitamin C injections in and with cancer. You know, Linus Pauling did some research with cancer cells and said that basically if you ate 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C every day that you'd never come down with cancer, because it was like the ultimate anti-cancer drug, vitamin C. The problem with 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, it's usually way beyond bowel tolerance, and it causes a massive problem with diarrhea, and it really starts, you know, irritating your gut after a while. But now a new study has just come out, and it said that high dosing of vitamin C injections have been shown to annihilate cancer cells. This goes right along with the theory that Gerson came out with, that probably the primary cause of cancer was a lack of vitamin C with the Gerson therapy with leukemia and a lot of other types of cancer. And with this is by Martino, and it says that high doses of vitamin C injections have shown positive results in fighting cancer cells in studies that have done in vitro on mice and in humans. Peer-reviewed medical research has been recently published in the Journal of Science of Translational Medicine that reports the findings of a team researcher at the University of Kansas who tested the effects of vitamin C in high doses intravenously on a group of subjects with cancer. They found that the injections fought cancer yet left healthy cells well intact, unlike chemotherapy. The BBC also reports that vitamin C effectively targeted ovarian cancer cells while completely avoiding healthy cells. Benefits of high-dose vitamin C injections were also observed in conjunction with chemotherapy. Some are suggesting that the injections provide a great boost. However, chemotherapy destroys all cells, basically it's non-specific. Research on high dosing of vitamin C began in the 70s with Linus Pauling, as I mentioned earlier. A chemist from Oregon University began his research. New research involving injecting high doses of C intravenously in humans were conducted on 22 human subjects. Patients were looking for a safe and low-cost choice in their treatment and management of cancer, and intravenous vitamin C has that potential. This is the same thing that Katie did, who is Dave Hodges' co-host, who recovered from breast cancer naturally, along with a really good immune system protocol, including turmeric, potassium iodide, 13 milligrams a day, and at least 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3 every day. And the doctor was actually taking notes that she talked to about what she had done to recover from the cancer. I had a lady just the other day who underwent a double radical mastectomy who'd been diagnosed with cancer. And she's really into health and nutrition. And I started talking to her about vitamin C IVs like Katie had done, and her doctor told her to do out there in Colorado, and she wasn't interested. And I thought that was kind of sad, because the vitamin C, Joe, doesn't hurt anything. It really helps everything. And sadly, a lot of people don't realize even such a basic thing like infusing vitamin C directly into your system can have such amazing results. Because remember, it kind of converts into hydrogen peroxide in the body. When it does that, it oxygenates the tissues, and it really kills cancer cells very, very quickly. And so if I had cancer, or if I knew somebody who had cancer, and they had vitamin C intravenously available to them in their area, I would highly recommend that they would have it done twice a week. And they can actually infuse 50,000 milligrams in one setting, sometimes higher than that. It takes about 2 hours into the blood, directly into the blood, and it just goes in and just starts helping cells and killing bad things. I've had it done so many times, I can't even remember how many times I've had it done. And every time I start getting a sore throat or don't feel 100%, which is very rare anyhow, I will go in and get a vitamin C IV. I also continue to do the EDTA intravenously. I had one of those shots this morning. And again, that's putting that chelating agent directly into my bloodstream. We have it available through pill form, but it takes longer. And that really helps to dissolve the calcium in the arteries. So there's some things you can do. I started doing the chelation when I was 55 years old. I made a decision when I turned 55, because I know that advanced atherosclerotic plaquing can happen to people regardless, based upon what they eat, et cetera, that I wanted to make sure that my arteries stayed really nice and squeaky clean. And that's what I've been able to do, keeping my body bloated up with the EDTA and also with the cod liver oil and the vitamin E. Because remember, the vitamin E is a really, really good blood thinner along with cod liver oil. And if you keep your blood real thin, it pumps a lot easier. It doesn't have as much friction in the arteries, and it doesn't cause as much inflammation. And the inflammation is one of the primary causes of the plaquing in the arteries, along with excessive amounts of calcium in the diet, especially from inorganic forms, such as calcium carbonate, which we talked about earlier. Now, do you have any questions on that, Joe, or the vitamin C IVs?
Not really. Vitamin C IVs, I do want to state about the chemotherapy, that anybody I've ever met that had chemotherapy, it was just a terrible ordeal, and I don't think any of them survived the cancer that they had. And if you're looking at results like that, when you look at the American Medical Association and other statistics on cancer and chemotherapy, why not try something that is not only natural, but has the potential to be much safer and so much easier than going through chemotherapy? I mean, why kill all the cells in your body when
why destroy your immune system to destroy a cancer cell when you have to have your immune system to stay healthy after you get done with the cancer? It doesn't make any sense. Now, what's also interesting about this is you have to remember something. They don't see us as human beings. They see us as animals. They call us goyim. They think that we're basically just cattle to be slaughtered, harvested. They don't see us as an entity, a living being that has value. If you go out and you have a bunch of red ants, we have them down here in the South, these fire ants, which are like, I don't even know why those things are around. And if you basically step into a bed of red ants, you will quickly not like ants. I mean, it's awful what they do. I remember when I was a kid, we had that fish camp. And I was starting at 8 years old, I had to mow the property. You know, we had a little 20-inch push mower. We had like 2 acres on the lake. It was a 20-inch push mower. I mean, tiny little mower with a little 1.5-horsepower Briggs & Stratton motor on it. And I'll never forget, I'd have to push this mower, wasn't self-propelled, and it would take me 8 hours to mow the grass every week, starting at 8 years of age. And that's a lot of work for an 8-year-old to do. And it taught me very quickly the importance of staying in college, Joe, and not mowing the yard with a 20-inch push mower. And what was crazy about it is every once in a while you'd hit a bed of red ants, you know, and they would hit you and they would throw all over you, and there'd be so many on you that I would just run for the lake and dive in the water, scrape these things off. I'd be covered with ant bites, and I'm like, these things are awful. Well, see, the globalists.
My wife, she lived in Arizona as a younger child, and she told me all about these fire ants and how you can't walk on the grass if there is any, and about these fire ants and how dangerous they are.
Well, no, they'll kill you. They'll put enough formic acid and it'll kill you. If you sit in an ant bed, you're gonna die. In fact, I had a friend of mine, I won't mention his name out of respect for him. He had a daughter who started on Prozac, you know, back in the 80s. And she got so whacked out on the Prozac that she wanted to commit suicide by sitting in a red ant bed. And she sat there and let the ants crawl all over her until she went unconscious, and they found her and they got her to the hospital. And they barely saved her life. I mean, these are some wicked, wicked creatures. I mean, these things. So then you, back in the 60s, we used to sprinkle them with chlordane and get rid of them, which is like a chlorine compound, which has been made illegal, but it was a really good product for what it did. And now we just put Amdro on there or some other, you know, insecticide they eat, take to their queen, and they die. And I don't think anything about killing a red ant bed. I don't even hesitate when I see one to get rid of them. That's how the globalists look at us. They see us as red ants, as fire ants. They see us as something to be used and to be slaughtered and to be killed. They don't consider our DNA to even be worth redemption. They just think that all we are is just basically an animal, that we don't have any souls. That's how they look at us. They really believe that. That's why they can slaughter the young, slaughter the children, torture people, drink their blood. They don't think anything about it, because they see us that way. So once you get that concept and you understand how these Sabbateans are, this brotherhood of the snake or whatever they call themselves, or the Luciferians, or, you know, all the different things and all the different names we had from the beginning of the show, once you understand who they are and what they are, you start to get a better grasp of how sick these people are and how they're willing to do absolutely anything to anyone for the sake of their, quote, God, who they worship. Because that's all they care about. They don't care about you, Joe, or your dad, or me. They don't care about Hillary. They really don't. I mean, why would they? She's like a sock puppet for Satan, right? And it's like they prop her up, you know, on a podium, and her possession takes effect, and she starts talking, and then they've got to haul her off from the platform because this body that she is in is so just wicked and corrupt that they can barely use it any longer. But they don't care about her health. If they cared about her, they would say she needs to get some treatment done before she starts running for president to try to get her health back. But they don't care about that. Look at Bill. He either has Parkinson's or AIDS or something. He is one sick-looking puppy. But of course, in German, the term is called flottes Leben, which means a life given over to excess. Or in American, we would call it debauchery, that you basically can do anything you want to do whenever you want to do it. Bill has talked to his women and told them that he's had sex with over 2,000 women. I mean, what pervert does stuff like that? I mean, this is crazy what he claims that he's done, and he brags about it because that's how they think. They don't care about you or me or anybody. They only care about now. It's back to that Aleister Crowley mantra, do what thou wilt. That's what they believe in, Joe, and it's just a sick, sick philosophy. And if once you get to handle it, get your head wrapped around this, that it's a war of good versus evil, that they really dislike Christians, and you understand that, then if that doesn't make you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and dedicate your life to serving Him like I did back in 1979, if it doesn't allow you to do that, You don't get the point. The whole point is, without Christianity, without the cross, without the blood of Christ, without all of this, none of this stuff makes any sense. It has to go back to Jesus, and before that, it has to go back to Genesis chapter 6, and before that, it has to go back to the pre-Adamic race. You got to put all of this stuff into context, and by reading the book of Enoch and reading the Old Testament, you can get a better understanding of what happened and where we've been and where they're trying to take us back. Because it's like Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return, or the coming of the Son of Man, the return of the Son of Man. He was warning us that every thought of every man was evil all of the time, like it was in Genesis chapter 6. It's going back to that. And that's where they want to take us. For instance, researchers are now demanding that the American Psychiatric Association retract a study that actually fabricated the benefits of antidepressants covered up the adverse health effects. I mean, we've known for years that tricyclic antidepressant and serotonin reuptake inhibitors given to children cause them to want to commit suicide, like the girl who sat in the ant bed. We've known that. And so a large group of doctors and physicians and psychiatrists and researchers are now demanding that the American Psychiatric Association retract these shady studies that have told these folks that these children need to be taking these drugs which are causing these kids to kill themselves and to massively alter their personalities. Again, the studies that were done of these types of drugs were no better pretty much than the placebos these people were being given. And we've also found that just fish oil, omega-3 oil, is a really good product for eliminating mild to moderate forms of depression without the use of taking tricyclic antidepressants or serotonin reuptake inhibitors. And, you know, at healthmasters.com, we carry some of the highest quality fish oil products that are certified in our capsules that have been all tested for heavy metals. And so it's something that we have to realize that we have to do on a regular basis, Joe, if we're going to stay healthy. And now we mentioned this beginning of the show, Florida residents, again, are being going to be sprayed like they did back in the 90s with a... They sprayed us with malathion back then. Now they're spraying us with a chemical that actually causes microencephaly down in Miami, and they're basically causes leukemia, all of this stuff, pancreatic cancer, central nervous system damage, brain cancers, all of this stuff has come from this spray that they're spraying on the people again in Miami, like they sprayed us back in the 90s for the Mediterranean fruit fly. I'll never forget, Joe. The news, the mainstream lion news media says, by the way, tomorrow the DC-3s are flying over, the tanker DC-3s. They've got spray nozzles under the wings, and they're going to be spraying the entire community, including your home, with malathion. So make sure your vehicles are not left out. It may damage the paint. And make sure if you're pregnant that you don't go out and breathe the air. But this is completely and totally safe for human beings. Are you kidding me? It's not safe for human beings.
I saw a few YouTube videos yesterday where they had very low flying planes. It looked like just before dusk spraying areas of Florida. And there's been articles about, you know, and I actually talked to someone on the ground, JD, who lives down in Miami, who said that they bring trucks in and they do low spraying during the day, and they bring planes in and they do low spraying during the evening. And all for this, you know, Zika virus, they claim. And there's even, you know, reports out there that they're doing more than that, as the reports of Zika virus in Miami have continued to increase, according to government officials.
It's all lies. It's all lies. And here's the thing about this is the very spray that they're putting on the people in Miami cause microencephaly. So if the women who are pregnant get sprayed with this stuff, they could have a baby that's born with microencephaly. Well, then what they'll do, they'll say, hey, we didn't get to the people in Florida on time. We've got to spray more of this stuff. And the more they spray, the more microencephaly they get, so the more they're going to spray until they pesticide all of us down here in Florida. I mean, they're just a bunch of lying sacks of pooey as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, in fact, I'm going to be leaving the state pretty quick if they start spraying up here in Central Florida, given where I live. I'm not going to deal with this mess. It's bad enough that we get sprayed like bugs anyhow with these stupid chemtrails every day, which is already bad enough. I mean, this is just ridiculous what they do with the chemtrails every single day. But here's some other interesting studies that have been done. This is what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about dopamine and serotonin imbalances within the brain. And here's what's interesting about this. It's saying that the research on the serotonin imbalances in the brain and the antidepressants that were being used to combat these different imbalances, that the information and the research was all bogus. And they've never been able to figure out how this thing works. And all they wanted to do was sell a bunch of drugs to try to treat people with this stuff. And it doesn't work. One psychotherapist said, his name's Kirsch, he said, I assumed that antidepressants were effective. As a psychotherapist, I sometimes referred my severely depressed patients and clients for prescriptions of antidepressant drugs. Sometimes the condition of my clients improved when they began taking the antidepressants. Sometimes it did not. When it did, I assumed it was the effect of the drug that was making them better. Given my long-standing interest in the placebo effect, I should have known better, but back then I did not. Analyzing the data we had found, we were not surprised to find that a substantial placebo effect was on depression. What surprised us was how small the drug effect was. 75% of the improvement in the drug group also occurred when people were given dummy pills with no active ingredient. Is that nuts or what? This stuff doesn't work. And what's funny is that they got all these people with schizophrenia and psychotic disorders and mood disorders, and all these things are being given to these people. And so many of these groups that are doing this are tied back to the drug companies. And it says also, it says, the DSM appears to be a more political document than a scientific one. Each diagnostic criteria in the DSM is not based on medical science. No blood tests exist for the disorders in the DSM. It relies on the judgments from practitioners who rely on the manual, which is basically printed by the drug companies. I mean, this is nuts. The very vocabulary of psychiatry is now defined at all levels by the pharmaceutical industry. You know, that's the one thing I will give the guys from the Church of Scientology, that whacked out group of people, but they are right about the quackery associated with psychiatric medications. And the Senate, and what is it, the Citizens Council on Human Rights, that's one of their breakdown organizations, they openly and talk about the problems associated with psychiatric drugs on human beings. So guys, you know, I'm not endorsing Scientology at all. That's no, but they are right about that. The drugs and what they're doing with these people are absolutely nuts. Also, another article is on the negative effects of emotions on our health. And we've seen basically when a person has a positive attitude, like this is the day the Lord hath made, I will rejoice and I'll be glad in it, that life goes better. When they get up being unbelievably negative about waking up and being alive, things have a tendency to go bad. I mean, imagine that, Joe. They create their own reality by the words they speak. That's the truth. That's what happens because of the scalar waves that we generate when we do all that. That's why some people just walk around with an umbrella over their head all the time, and it's always like they're getting rained on. It's because every time they open their mouth, it's incredibly negative, and you can't do that. You've got to be pleased in the way the Holy Spirit has worked in your life, and you've got to continually give honor and glory to God. And when you do that with a positive heart and positive affirmations and positive prayer, you tend to get positive results. Another study shows that probiotics may actually help prevent ADHD and autism spectrum disorders because of what it does with gut flora. And that research has been ongoing for a long, long time, and a lot of people have been tied into that. Vaccine quackery. Key studies have now been cited to prove vaccines are safe. We're funded almost entirely by the vaccine manufacturers that were selling the vaccines and getting the people to take their drugs and their vaccines because they lied in the research that they did, and this stuff doesn't work. You know, we know the movie Vax, that, you know, we've got Thompson who came out from the FDA and said that basically the MMR vaccine caused a massive increase in autism in young black boys, and they were told to destroy the research, and that was what the whole movie Vax was about. And sadly, people don't want to talk about it because it goes against the mainstream narrative of the drug companies, and you're considered a quack if you tell people to be careful with the vaccines you're giving your children. I mean, guys, 72 vaccines, really? And there's another 250 in the pipeline, with 1 in 50 or 1 in 40 now with autism, with 1 in 2, they're saying within by 2025. I mean, something's going
that's
on
insane.
That we've got to look at. Yeah, no, that's why Trump said in that one video, in that one debate, he said, look, you know, I have had a friend who had a healthy child. They gave him the 18-month booster shot, and the kid came down with autism. So we got to look at what's going on with these vaccines. Oh, my gosh, when he said that, you know, all of the alternative health people went nuts saying, man, this guy's actually said something he wasn't supposed to say. See, that's the whole thing. It's like with Gardasil. Now they want to give Gardasil to young boys. And the sad part about all of this is it doesn't work to start with. And the researcher that did the research on it actually announced it at the last one of the last conferences where she was asked to speak and said the whole thing was a scam and it didn't work and don't give it to the girls or the boys. But it didn't make any difference. Here's another article. It's talking about natural. The label natural. Food carrying
yeah,
natural.
Yeah, this is important. As yeah, new GMO bills have been passed, and the word natural is being able to be used in ways that you never thought were imaginable.
It has no legal definition, meaning the companies can stick that phrase on anything they want, and it means nothing. Natural products abound on store shelves, often accompanied by images of grains, produces, farms. All it implies the food is less processed. Totally, completely a lie. If it doesn't say certified organic, don't touch it. If it has that little barcode, then you can look it up to find out if it's got GMOs in it. Don't touch it because they're hiding something. If they don't want to put certified organic on that product, I can guarantee you it is not certified organic. Here's another article which talks about us staying up late doing a show. Biological clock disruption in humans can lead to cancer, a study finds, which that's the circadian rhythm with mammals, and you really don't want to mess that up. You want to be sleeping when it's dark, and you want to be awake when it's light. It's a lot healthier for your system, if at all possible. I realize a lot of you guys work on shift work, and you can't do that. But if it's possible, you need to try to sleep as much as you possibly can during the night when you're off the shifts. Very, very important. Oh, by the way, now they're telling us that they're going to start spraying us and have been spraying us with insecticides or pesticides or other chemicals on airlines after we take off and before we take off on the airplanes. It kind of reminds me of gas chambers there when you start putting people on death row and put pellets into the gas. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, side effects include flu-like symptoms, sinuses, rash, hives, headaches, swollen joints. Some of the horrible side effects including anaphylactic shock, all because we're being sprayed with pesticides and insecticides when we get onto airplanes. Nuts. I can't even believe this stuff. Actually, people do stuff like this. Let's see what else we got. By the way, Monsanto is now being sued by multiple organizations and people in class action lawsuits against all the poison that they're producing. So hopefully we'll get that product off the market that way, because Roundup, according to these studies that I'm looking at right now, is 125 times more toxic than the regulators say that it is. This is some poison mess, this glyphosate, and it really needs to be taken off the market. It needs to be stopped. And this Roundup Ready corn and Roundup Ready everything they're making now, and they're spraying wheat with Roundup before it's harvested to increase the crop yield per acre. Be very, very careful with breads, guys, because if you're going to eat bread, it's just a little bit more money to get the organic bread that's certified organic, that hasn't been sprayed with glyphosate, that has no GMO in it. Just use that for your kids. It's really important. And again,
and buy locally.
If it hasn't been sprayed, but it's got to be certified organic, Joe. It's really important that's what we try to eat all of the time. And remember, when you go to healthmasters.com, you can sign up for my free newsletter that we send out a couple times a week. And you'll also, if you put Doug CD Set, you'll get our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program, which I've had so many people ask me if we're ever going to put that show per special, that on special. Well, like I said, we had like a dozen of those left. I found three boxes of them, like 150 units. That's all we have. Now, when they're gone. Okay, I can't make them up again. It's too hard. I have to produce them in 1,000-unit increments to get the pricing down on them. So once they're gone, they're gone. So we'll substitute something else in there if the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthies are gone. But, guys, it's just $200 worth of supplements, and you get the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program, which is the best-selling CD series of all time that we've ever had. It's like a home study course taking you through a systematic process of lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, blood sugar levels absolutely for free just by buying your supplements through Health Masters. Or you can get a distiller, which we talked about earlier. You'll get the CD set for free. You can get a whole house distiller if you want. Get the CD set for free, which creates a huge discount on those products when you do that. So, guys, I'm really glad I found those underneath the bed in the motorhome, no less. And so we have them available. I had all three boxes taken to the office. Again, it's our Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program. Comes with reports on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, ADD, and also has a book in there called Healthy Country Cooking that's going to be, we're going to throw in there too. So it's the full Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy package. When you order $200 worth of supplements, you get the $129 CD set plus the book at no extra cost at healthmasters.com. And also immediately following the show at 10 o'clock every night with Hagman and Hagman on the Glowstar Global Star Network, you hear my show that I do with my son Austin at 3 o'clock every afternoon. And then you can also listen to, we have a phone number that you can call up, which is a 24-hour feed, which allows you to listen to the show via your phone, drive it out of the car. This is not an internet feed, it's a telephone feed, so it doesn't count into your data usage every month. So that's really nice with that too. Anything else you want to add, Joe?
No, just you said the healthy country cooking comes with the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy set.
We're going to put it in there with it. Yeah, it's going to come with it, and you're going to get that too. So you're getting the book for free, you're getting the CDs for free, and I'm talking free. No, there's no extra charges on shipping. There's no extra charges on anything. Just all the stuff's going to just come in your box when you order something from us. It's $200 or more. And so it's my thank you to you guys for supporting us. And guys, I want you to know something. I love you. I appreciate you. I try to do the best I can. If I ever make a mistake, please forgive me. I'm not trying to. I'm just doing the best I can to tell you guys the truth to the best of my ability. And I want to thank Doug and Joe for having me on a regular basis, because it really gives me the opportunity to work with a lot of new people and new listeners every single month. And it's really a blessing for me and for Health Masters, because it gives me a chance to really tell you guys the truth as I see it, and the truth that's going on globally with these globalists and these nutbags that are running around, and why they're doing what they're doing. And I try to tie it always back to Christianity, because, guys, without the love that we have for Jesus and without being saved, this whole thing's a lesson of futility. So if you're not saved, go to a church and get saved and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because it'll change everything in your life, Joe.
Amen. Ted, thank you so much for the wealth of information that you brought to our show tonight, and that you do each and every appearance. God bless you. Folks, listen to Global Star Radio Network immediately after our show to hear Dr. Ted Brewer's show, healthmasters.com. Check out his book, Breakthrough Health. And Ted, God bless you. Have a great night. It's been a pleasure.
Bless you, Joe. Thanks so much, bud. Bye-bye.
We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay safe. God bless.